Changing a bit of the speed of type of topic, the I4S taxonomy strategy update.
You're going to give me power.
Yes.
All right, we will, so the agenda for the next 20 minutes, we're going to look at the purpose of the session. We're going to look at what feedback we'd like from the group, the members, about the I4S taxonomy and electronic reporting. I'll look at the background, why we're looking at the strategy for the I4S taxonomy at this point in time. And lastly, I'll provide some context around the four questions that we've asking the group to look at. So the purpose of the session, the reason that we're asking the ITCG members' views on electronic financial reporting using I4S standards is because we're reviewing the goals of the I4S taxonomy. And the last time the strategy was reviewed was in 2016. And we're looking to see whether the direction should be revised in light of current economic and technology environment. And your views will inform our planning. There are four questions, and our planning considers both near-term and longer-term. And therefore, when you're responding to those questions, we would like you to consider that perspective over an increasing time frame. So that's near-term being 1 to 3 years, mid-term 3 to 5, and then that more difficult time frame of a 5 to 10 year time period. So the questions do both a very broad scope and a narrow scope, more focused. So the first question considers the overall technology environment that financial reporting is occurring in. And technology facilitates the delivery of financial information from the corporation to the investment community. And it's something that's constantly evolving, the technology. So We think that the financial organizations, the financial reporting using I4S standards is not what's changing. It's how it's delivered. And so that first question looks at that. The second question moves us from the broad electronic reporting environment to a more specific focus on the I4S Foundation and the I4S taxonomy. And this question asks, what is the I4S Foundation's value proposition with respect to the development and maintenance of the I4S taxonomy? So why should the I4S Foundation develop the taxonomy? And we have thoughts on that, but we think it's important to check with others on what their perspective is from where you're viewing things. And the third question, this is again specific question. It's more about technology that supports I4S taxonomy. And XBRL is all of you who work with it, software that allows different softwares to speak to each other. That technology is an opportunity and a risk for all organizations. And for I4S taxonomy, XBRL has been a critical element of its success. So question three asks the members to reflect on what opportunities this provides and those challenges. And the last question, last question goes broad again, and it looks at electronic reporting as a whole. And how do we define when we've what success will look like in an electronic reporting world? To achieve the full benefit of electronic reporting for investors, we also think there are a number of critical success factors, and that's the question that we're asking the ITCG members to look at. So, to address this, there are four questions and three groups, which you, as Iza had pointed out, you've all received a in front of you, your allocations to your four groups. So you've been assigned question two, question three, and question four have been assigned one of those questions to each group. But what about question one? We would like all the groups to prepare a response to question one. And we're going to have poster boards, actually behind Vladek, in each room for question one. And you will put stickers on the of your ideas on that poster board. And that will go to the lunchroom, and you will vote on whoever's ideas you're most interested in hearing a report back on. And you will put, for each person gets one vote. This is a country that is, at the moment, going through a voting process, so we'll all experience the voting process.
We get to do it again?
Yeah. One person, one vote. And so that group will get to report twice, once on their own question and once on question one. So we suggest that you concentrate at the beginning on the question you've been assigned, whether that's two, three, or four, and then move to question one.
Which one has the stickers?
Question one. Question one is the only one that has a poster board that you apply your sticky notes
to. That poster board is prepared based on the first session?
Yes.
Each group will prepare their own poster board.
Yes. Yeah.
That will be put in the lunchroom.
Yeah.
So during lunch, you can put stickers
so,
up.
Yeah. In between there'll be a table for each poster board, and you can go around and have a look at the ideas and whichever one intrigues you the most that you'd like to put back on.
You vote for your own.
Yes, you can vote for your own. If you'd like to put your chair on the spot.
That'll be interesting.
Yes. So you have an hour and 15 minutes in your breakout session, or maybe a little less, depending on how we go. All right. So, and someone in each of your rooms will have an idea of how this works, and if not, they can come and find one of us. Iz and I both have a good idea of how this is going to work. All right. So why now? Why are we looking at the strategy now? So as I mentioned, the last time this was done was in 2016, which is also when AlphaGo won in machine learning with the actual 18-time champion. So there were goals set at that time. And with the session that Vladek just did of all the guides, some of that was part of the goal. There were a number of other goals set, and that was, you know, discussing outreach with investors and related groups to understand how to improve the usefulness of the taxonomy. There was some investigation on how to work with data quality. But as I said, we're looking at whether we should continue that direction or if there's other things we should consider. Another reason is the increasing adoptions since 2016. For example, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission approved the IFRS taxonomy in March 2017, and so the foreign private issuers for periods ending after December 15, 2017 have started to adopt or been filing. And as Anna's mentioned a couple times today, the European Securities Market Authority and the European Single Filing, they're tagging for consolidated financial statements starting in 2020 and then the block tagging of notes in 2022. And thirdly, we're hearing about indications of greater application of artificial intelligence and machine learning and thinking how that will affect the taxonomy and electronic reporting. So we hear lots of comments about how much the world is going digital, and there are a few ways to look at how that measurement could happen. So here I have how it affects the individual and how it affects the corporate world. The United Nations has the International Telecommunications Union, and it does a report every year called the Measuring Information Society's Report. And at the end of 2018, it has noted that more than half the world will be using the Internet. And I think the more interesting one for me was that households now, over 60% have access to the Internet, compared to 2005, when it was only 20%. It's really who the early adopters are in machine learning and artificial intelligence, and that is in the corporations, Refinity, which was Thomson Reuters, previously known as Thomson Reuters Risk and Business Division, and they did a study this year of those financial institutions over $1 billion, a global study, and over 90% of those institutions are using artificial intelligence and machine learning. So where does that start to move us? And that's the escalation of use of digital information and requiring machine-readable information. It was over 10 years ago that the Foundation started its work on the IFRS taxonomy, and that makes the financial reporting machine readable. And you can see the base of support that we have as these number of economies are starting to adopt electronic reporting. So where do we need to do now to make sure we're ready for 2030? So now for the context of the questions. Question one requires thought about planning today in anticipation of the future as much as this is possible. Planning for a future that we cannot predict. It's challenging. And that's one of the reasons we've asked all of you to spend some time brainstorming on this. And it's why I'm going to spend more of the time talking about this question and the context of it. So today, the Foundation facilitates electronic reporting with the development and maintenance of the IFRS taxonomy. And the question asks, are there more effective alternatives to facilitating electronic financial reporting using IFRS standards? And the answer may be that the taxonomy is the most effective way, but it's looking for responses that consider that work that starts today in the next couple of years that continues to enable transparent, accountable, and efficient markets around the world. As we continue to move from digital or from paper to digital, so there may be things that go in parallel with the taxonomy or that the taxonomy continues to be the answer. So to help you to think about this, when we think about electronic reporting and technology, we often say how fast the world moves. But there's another dimension of time. Is also how much time it takes for the adoption and of new technologies. So this was just a couple of examples. That it's been 1955 since we had the first computer. 2004 when XBRL was first adopted in China. So it's that fast and slow. And that for the foundation over 10 years ago when they started their work on the taxonomy and to have the robust system that they have now to support. So with question one again is to remember the timeline that we're talking about. We have 2019 to 20 whenever, what we would have the continued development and maintenance of IFRS taxonomy. The time period that we're talking about now is the 2019 to 2030. And it could be, you know, what other approaches that support electronic reporting. Can be the taxonomy, as I mentioned, who might be our partners, where in the process. Right now it's right at the end of the process. And then how does it keep us up to 2030 and beyond? This is, again, just another visual. The paper scroll of 2019, where we are. We've got electronic filing, we've got taxonomy development, we've got data aggregation, we still are using PDF, a bit of a conversation between PDF and Excel. We have a world that's moving with machine learning, artificial intelligence, and taxonomy. And then on the right-hand side, it's the picture frame of where will we be in 2030. You know, we know now that some newspaper articles are written by computers, and it's the analogy to that. Will that kind of technology be used in some way in the future, writing disclosures? In proprietary taxonomies, we have those now. Will that be in 2030? How do all of those things, what you know today, how could it be affected in what we're doing? So, you know, it could be the auto tagging. Is it ontologies? Is it prepared data? There are lots of things that could be that you're experiencing today, and how will that be in the future, and what should we in the foundation be thinking about that we need to work forward? Okay, so those are a lot of things just to try and stir your minds up about what you're experiencing today and how that might play out in the next 3 to 10 years. So now to the easier. This is question two. And that's group A, but hopefully all of you, when you've done the question you were assigned plus question one, you may have some time left over to do the other questions to think about them. So, because after each reporting, we're hoping that we'll ask others for their thoughts on these. This question, too, as I said earlier, it's the unique value. What unique value does the IFRS Foundation, a public interest organization, bring to the development and maintenance of a taxonomy for IFRS financial reporting? And we do have thoughts on that, but we want to check on your perspective on that. There are others in the reporting system. The IFRS Foundation is only one of them, and our primary mission is to develop IFRS standards. It's not to develop software. But we do recognize that the consumption of financial statements is changing from paper format. And so we need to understand how that affects the consumption of it and what we need to respond to. So when you're considering your responses to that, it's just considering who else is in the ecosystem of financial reporting and how that might change a taxonomy. So for us, having a clear idea of our value proposition helps us improve our ability to communicate the IFRS taxonomy's value. So as I said, we're going to spend a lot of time on question one. Thought question two was a little more straightforward. So moving on to question three, which is Group B, primarily. And Group B is, this is the IFRS taxonomy and the electronic delivery of financial information is based on XBRL, is our primary, or is the sole source provider. And it's an integral to our success of the IFRS taxonomy. But the question is to take advantage of this positive relationship and be prepared for the risks presented by this. So if others have had, you know, these discussions, you hopefully will have some thoughts. What should we do about it? Have others used the taxonomy with other software? How much adjustments required? Those kinds of things. So we'll look forward to your thoughts on that. And then moving to the last question. Group C is, it's a little help, because we have some thoughts just to help you along. This question is like question one. It's broad, and it asks, what does the success for electronic reporting? It's not the success of IFRS taxonomy. It's the broader question of financial reporting in its ecosystem. We're making that assumption that electronic reporting does facilitate the analysis of financial information, and it does reduce the information asymmetry so that that there isn't an imbalance of information between parties. From our internal discussions, there's a couple of thoughts that are in that funnel, that the data of quality and that global adoption, and whether you agree or disagree that those are important parts. We'd like to hear back on that as well, and any other thoughts that you have on what you see as a successful electronic reporting around the world. Any questions? So it was a bit of a quick run through. All right. Okay, then I think you're ready for your breakout group, or you're ready for the break before the breakout groups, if that's what works, and then be ready to come back and after lunch to do your voting. The stickers will be by the posters. We'll come and get them and bring them into the lunchrooms, and then you'll do your report backs after lunch. John, any comments?
So we pretty much cut into our break. So try and use the time to go between here and wherever you need to go, and do whatever you need to do in between. We're back here right after lunch, and we start at 1:05.
And most of you haven't been here beforehand. The rooms are pretty easy to find. The lunch will be at the end of the corridor, and the rooms are on the left-hand side. If you follow people on the sheets, it should be even easier for you to find the room.
Thanks, everyone. Gonna have